This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
And I'm Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other side of Coke. Of Culture Club HTX, and you can't make me laugh right before we come back from a break.
Well, we're heading into my favorite segment.
I know, but right. Yes, we are.
All four segments are my favorite, but everyone who knows me knows CJ's Corner.
Yes.
Is my favorite, and we've got a big one to talk about this week.
Boy, do we.
We even got requests to hear our opinion on Caitlin Clark's WNBA salary being less than 1%. Of what her NBA counterparts are making. Less than 1%. I mean, the news of her being the number one draft pick following her season, setting the all-time high NCAA scoring record.
And that's of all. That's all.
Of everybody.
Yeah.
Men, women,
that's
everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to know how much she was going to be paid and how her salary was going to compare to the NBA counterparts. It's incredible. I mean, it's just incredible. They estimate that she added $80 million to the Iowa economy, and her starting salary is like $365 or something for 4 years. I mean, it's in the 60s or 70s a year, correct?
This is correct. So even further, it's not been announced that she signed it yet, and I hope, Caitlin, do not sign that contract. You need to negotiate. This year, it would be $76,000. Next year, it would be $78,000. 2016, it would be $85,000. And there's an optional four-year that would put her at $97,000. Okay, so there are words. There are many words that I
Well,
have.
And then they're trying to explain it away with her endorsements, which are still BS compared to the guy.
That's one of the words I wanted to use.
They're really nothing. I mean, they're well, not
there. Here's the thing.
She was in college, so even if they're $3 million, that's still nothing.
That's
you think Bronny has $3 million? No, Bronny has over four.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, I know.
LeBron James's son, if you don't know who I'm talking about. But so he's going to go to the NBA for what she went for $67,000 or whatever the first year is. He's going to, or $75,000. Oh, he'll go for $4 million, probably get a $10
million
contract
probably.
For 4 years.
Yes. So here is the thing. I think that no matter what the endorsements are, like the bottom line is this. She is a phenom and should be compensated as such. That's it. I mean, like, that's it. And the fact that it's less than 1%, it makes me want to flip the table over because it's so crazy. And I almost feel like should we go protest outside? I don't know, but I feel like something should happen. She definitely shouldn't sign that contract. I wouldn't sign that contract because it's wild. And, you know, it goes into the reason that a lot of WNBA players, they do often go overseas. So they
Russia.
Play, but not just everywhere.
I know, but
play.
Russia and get captured
oh,
and
yeah.
spend a year in jail.
They Well, yes, right.
Hello.
Right. They play year round. So the wear and tear on their physical bodies is more because they are going to these other countries to play to make more money. So the idea that, I mean, and it doesn't matter who it is, but her, of all people, considering all that, you know, she's such a superstar, she has all of these records, and then for them to, I mean, I just would throw the contract up. I would tear it up. I would just tear it up.
Well, I do think the team that she's going to should bet on the future because of her. They're going to get all kinds of attendance records once she joins. The TV deals are, what is it? I think I heard ESPN has that team in 39 of the 40.
Oh, yes, that is true.
36.
That's
games.
Magical, marvelous. They just gave us the 411.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, at least I read it. I mean, but so anyway, so we're going to not keep complaining. We're going
we're
to
complaining.
Review this. I'm complaining.
Oh, okay.
I am definitely complaining. Okay. I'm not happy about this. But we're going to stay on top of it. You guys, you know, you're welcome to reach out to us
Send
on our
notes.
Social media and let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, we'll be back to this next week without a doubt.
We will.
We'll know what she's done, whether she signed, you know.
We just, I mean, you know, and I need a week to calm down about it too. So we'll definitely come back to this and continue to talk about it because it is a topic that needs to be discussed.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. So let's talk a little bit about football. So Andre Johnson, as Lisa just smiles uncontrollably, has been inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
We love him.
We do such an exciting honor, and I mean, it's amazing. So he was inducted and had this huge party to celebrate, as he should. And what I thought was most interesting is some of the gifts he received. So,
I mean, hello.
Yeah, like he got some really interesting gifts. So including a custom Astros jersey from the Crane family, a vintage Corvette. I was like, wait a minute, what now? A vintage Corvette with the Texans logo in his jersey number on it. So I thought, okay, if they listed those, what else did he get? I'm sure that's just so neat. I mean, you get inducted to the Hall of Fame. I guess they give you a goodie bag, do they not? The NFL, who knows?
Who knows?
And then someone gives you a Corvette.
I mean, this is fantastic.
Is
all just like fabulous. I mean, he's in an incredible class of 2024. Yes. And again, we go to the Texans are kicking off the season at the
NFL. I thought you were about to say something else.
Well, I
thought we're going to have to be
Texans
bleeped.
And the Chicago Bears are kicking off the NFL preseason with the Hall of Fame game on August 1st, which terrifies me.
Oh,
we
this
won't
is right.
Stay
we,
there.
We've already discussed
we've
that.
Discussed
okay.
This.
Well, did you know, speaking of the Texans and their games, that it's projected that their tickets will be sold out like this summer? I mean,
who doesn't want to go?
Right.
I mean, the demand is huge. I'm absolutely thrilled that we've ignored the team for years while they were kind of not doing
not
so
we,
well.
People have, not me. No, right.
But it's just going to be incredible. And I think the Texans aim to further enhance the game day experience, and no one's ever done it better.
Yeah.
I don't think any team ever has. I mean, we've had an incredible valuation since the team started.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's always been one of the most profitable franchises in the NFL.
That's true.
In spite of never really going to the Super Bowl or getting that close
well,
to
that
it.
Well, that will change this year, as I've predicted.
Yes, we predict.
We predict.
Together we predict.
Together we predict. Okay, great. So...
Okay.
I am so excited about just everything that's happening with the Texans. Also, again, congratulations to Andre for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I play tennis. Now, I will be the first to admit that I don't play tennis well. I think I'm a 3-5. My tennis coach will say I'm a 3-0. Whatever. He's biased. But so
3-5 is really good.
I know. And he says I'm not. He says I'm a 3-0. So he's knocking me down a notch. But either way, I'm decent. And I noticed, this was some years ago, I started to notice more and more people, because when I practice indoors, were playing pickleball. And I'm like, what's up with this pickleball situation? And now, did you hear that there's a new pickleball facility that's coming to Houston, 31,000 square feet? Like, did you hear about this? So here, I mean, and I will admit.
I think they need to be part of our crew and sponsor us.
Oh, the stadium or the people? Somebody,
well, the
whoever.
Pickleball Country Club.
Right.
I think, yeah, somebody said that to me. We need a pickleball sponsor.
So is it? Okay, so you need to help me, Lisa.
Because people need to be a little more aware of it. Not
apparently
much
people
what we
are,
understand.
Yeah, people here. Are already aware of it. And it's so interesting because have you ever watched someone play pickleball? Have you ever seen a match?
Why would I do that?
So we're aligned. It's just very interesting. But nevertheless.
I don't know what it actually is. It looks like ping pong sort of to
me. It's ping pong with a bigger ball and a bigger pallet. And
paddle.
Paddle and you're standing.
But it's not on a table. It's on a court. Mm-hmm. But it's like a half court.
It's a baby court.
It's a baby
not
court.
Not even a half court. It's a piece of a half of a court. Either way.
I have friends that are just totally addicted.
So, I mean, we need to talk to them because I need to further understand it. But what I do understand about this facility is going to be in Southwest Houston, and it's going to have 13 courts, a social area, and a full bar. So maybe we do a live remote at the Pickleball Country Club, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the other sports thing that's been kind of on my mind, and I think is kind of interesting, is this whole sports tech.
I'm excited about this.
This whole sports tech situation. So you say you are excited about it?
Yeah. Well, it's a business thing. We're kind of slipping in here.
Yeah, so there's this sports tech accelerator that have been named to this Houston-based, basically this Houston accelerator is really sort of ramping up their investment in sports tech. So they have their cohort for this spring includes a company from Detroit, some from other places in Texas, but it's all around technology tied to related to sports. The one that I found most interesting is there is a hockey one called Drive Hockey, and it's the whole premise of it is it's developed to track the skills of young aspiring hockey athletes using sensors and AI technology, et cetera, in order to give them NHL level analysis. Did you see that? Or analytics.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, so some of them are really interesting because you think about, you know, now I feel like people are taking their sort of destiny into their own hands as it relates to getting recognized in sports. Right. So club sports and then all of the ancillary things that people are doing to really position themselves to be recognized by the best sports program. And we talked about this, right, but from a collegiate standpoint. So I think it's so interesting. Another thing that's interesting is that there is this company called Trainer, and it's a platform that is for sports and performance coaches that allow them to basically like book and manage all of their business financial back end within the app. It's just, it's interesting. It's an interesting business. And I think it demonstrates that sports is a bigger business than we once thought. I mean, I think we knew kind of like professional sports, but I feel like all sports.
And I don't think people realize what it
except takes for pickleball, but
to run a team or to have, you know, even Little League or whatever, but there's expenses.
Yes.
There's the appointments,
they're all kinds of things.
There's everything. And this product, Trainer, is this platform so that you can run it.
So you can run it in a minute. So I
think it's great.
I think it sounds great. And again, you know, we love sports. And so I anytime I see this type of news, we love sports, we love technology, et cetera. So stay tuned. We'll keep our finger on this pulse for sure. And with that, we'll be back.
Voted ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Are you ready to turn back the clock and reveal a more vibrant and youthful you? Dr. Angela Sturm, Houston's premier double board certified plastic surgeon, is your gateway to timeless beauty. Her exclusive medical spa membership program starts at $99, and you can have radiant youthful skin that defies age. You stay focused and let Dr. Sturm help you stay fabulous. To schedule your appointment, visit drangelasturm.com and mention Culture Club HTX for a special treat.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to Astounds you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
We're so excited this week. It has been such a big business week.
A huge business week.
So you go first, Lisa. Tell us.
Well, I'm just excited, over the moon, in shock.
Okay.
You know, I'm still getting over Tillman Fertitta buying River Oaks District.
Yes.
And now he's bought two giant properties, one by River Oaks District.
Uh-huh.
Right at Westheimer and West Creek, the vacant space on the other side of the street from Stake 48.
Yes.
Big, empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also bought this building next door, really, to the auto dealership and his office building. But it faces Post Oak between the light that's at Uptown Park and the light that's at 610.
So I think what we need to do, it sounds like we need to just get Tillman here. We need to send him a calendar invite.
I think
we
should love to come.
Understand his plan.
Yes.
Because clearly he has some plan that we don't
know.
Well,
he's going to do something major with both pieces of property, obviously, one for River Oaks District and one expanding the whole Post-Oak Empire.
So what is that called anything? Is it just the Post-Oak Empire that you just made up now? Or is it like officially called something?
It's
like
not really. Corridor, it's the Post-Oak, you know? Hotel and Landry, you know, Landry's office. And yeah, no, I don't think it's,
you know,
got a name,
mean?
But I think Post-Oak Empire works.
I think we should come up with the name and that would be how we get him.
Because Post-Oak Park is taken. There's so many Post-Oak things already. And yeah.
He's on both sides of the highway.
And yes. Now he's on both sides of the
highway. He's on both sides.
Span.
And if you're wondering, who is this human talking? It is our in-studio guest, Heather Sasser from Video Envy. We're so happy to have you.
Great to be here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So,
and we only have one other thing to talk about till we get to Heather.
Yes, so everyone hold your hats. So we're going to talk about Texas being top 10 for most expensive states to run a business. I almost didn't believe this when I read it, right? I read it and I was like, is that true? Because I've been telling people forever that it's so easy to do. Well, maybe I've just been saying easy. I haven't been saying it was not expensive. So never mind. I'm covered. I haven't been lying.
Basically, startup expenses are really high here.
Okay, see, but I've been telling
startup people. Startup and opening.
Okay, compared to other places. So yeah, that was interesting to me and news to me, actually, because I always say it's so easy to do business in Texas, which I stand by. And I say, and in my mind, I thought, and less expensive than other places. But turns out.
Easy, not cheap.
Easy, not cheap.
It's a good thing to be.
Well, you know, we could go a lot of different directions there, but we will not. So, as compared to some of the other states, it's just interesting. So, New York is the number one, right? And then next is Washington and then Massachusetts, while Mississippi is the cheapest state for business expenses, as is Kentucky and North Dakota. But
no offense, who wants to be in Mississippi
or Iowa
or Alabama?
Because you love Iowa.
I'm not going to any of those places. We're not going to do Iowa again. My friends from Iowa are going to hear.
Okay.
I can't do it again.
Yeah, but it's just so interesting. So they went on to say in this particular story that, for example, when you file a LLC, a limited liability corporation here, it's about $300. And unlike other states, it says that we don't require our business owners, though, to pay a particular filing fee every year once they file. So that happens in other states, right? So you incorporate your business, and then every year, in order to keep your license, you have to pay a fee. Whereas here, it's one and done. Once you do it, then you're good. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I need to source check this a little further. I just don't know who made this list. Is this a deep fake?
Well, wait a minute.
Is this AI deep fake? I don't believe this list. It came from Culture Map. I mean,
well, no, they didn't make the list.
So I don't know.
Culture Map did not make a list calling us the ninth most expensive city. They would not even.
Austin is ruining it all with the cost of property and office.
I don't know, but nevertheless,
yeah,
you started your business, Video Envy, 11 years ago. So while we may be more expensive than other states, I still think Texas is a great place to start a business, as is evident by the fact that you're sitting here. So, Heather, welcome to Culture Club HTX.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're so glad to have you.
We're so glad to be here.
You. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and in particular, how did you start Video Envy? Often, people come in and they say things like, you know, I knew I was going to start my business. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And then the time came. Tell us your story.
Well, I'm from one of those I states, Indiana.
Oh,
not
please
Iowa.
Don't say
everybody, no, everybody knows Indiana. They know Idaho. They know Indiana. This is the conversation we had before.
And Caitlin Clark went from Iowa to Indiana.
And hey, no one knows Iowa. Iowa. Everyone
people
knows
just
Indiana.
Don't know it.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm so glad people don't. I'm just going to throw something out there.
Okay.
I got my precious husband because his ex-wife couldn't stand Iowa. Seriously.
So it all worked out.
Kind of left him there, but then anyway, they came and went. But the fact of the matter is, she
Indiana
did not
is
like
better.
It there.
So you?
Yes, so I grew up in Indiana.
I'm sorry.
And then I left Indiana to go to school at UT Austin.
Yay!
To pursue broadcast journalism. So I knew I wanted to be a reporter, had watched news all growing up in my house. Mm-hmm. The war was going on. I saw those correspondents, and I wanted to be there and tell that story.
That's awesome.
And so that's how I got into broadcast journalism, ended up at UT, and then pursued reporting for a couple of years. Worked in Missouri, good old Abilene, Texas, where I met my husband.
Shout out to Abilene.
Yes. And then Las Vegas. And then we moved here when my husband got a job here at the television station. And so when that happened, I ended up working for a nonprofit, doing videos to tell the story of all of the patients that they served.
Yes, fabulous.
Yes, it was amazing. The Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay. Yes.
Met my business partner there. He worked for KPRC. They were our telethon hosts. So that's how
we met. That's right.
And then
that's Jerry Lewis,
yes,
right?
Jerry Lewis, MDA.
Jerry Lewis is not her
Labor
partner.
Day weekend. It was always on Labor
Day
weekend.
Wow, no kidding. Wow.
And the station was our media partner, and we would do those live telethons, which was fun.
But just for clarity, Jerry Lewis is not her business partner. Keep going.
No. So I met my business partner, Pat Lee, when working on those shows. He went to a production company in town, called me up, and said, I know your heart's at MDA, but I know you work a lot. It's nonprofit. Come on over here. We need a producer. And so that's how the two of us met. We worked at that company for a while, and it went out of business and decided to start our own. So was never planning to own a business. Did not take one single business class in college, despite my advisor saying, you need to take a business class. I took medicine, ethics, and society instead of business. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And so then we decided, you know what, we don't want to go work for someone else. This is closing. Let's jump off that mountain, see if the parachute opens. And it did. And 11 years later, here we are.
Awesome. So video has exploded as it relates to the medium by which everyone wants to use to tell their story.
Correct.
Now, there is a difference, though, between amateur hour video and what you and Pat and team do. I know that for a fact. But can you talk to us a little bit about the difference between using our handy dandy cell phone and hiring a video production company? When is a good time to do which? Tell us a little bit about that.
So there is a right and wrong for both, and they both can be used in great avenues. I think a cell phone, it shoots 4K, so it shoots fabulous video. Put a microphone on it and you've got yourself a little mini production studio. It's great when you're behind the scenes for something. If you're at a trade show and you want to say, here's what our booth looks like, come and see us. Mm-hmm. If you want we're having a promotion today, 20% off, and you want to do it quickly. Those are great use for your cell phone. When to use professional is when you need to step back and think more about your image. Mm-hmm. What is that going to look like? You know, these videos, if they're not on Reels or Stories, they're out there forever.
Yes.
You go on your website. It represents who you are.
That's right.
So what do you want the public, your potential customers and clients to know about you? What do you want your look to be?
Well, and you
wouldn't show up in a torn t-shirt and ratty pair of jeans to go meet with a new client because they would know.
Absolutely not.
Right? So that's your image.
Probably wouldn't do that at any point.
No, for any reason.
So that's your image. So you have to think of your video like your image too. So depending on how you're going to use it and what your goals are really dictates which way you go.
And another thing that we talked about in pre-production was this idea of trust. And the image is what people consume and then make decisions. Is this a person or a company that I trust that I want to do business with or not? And so a video that's not thoughtful could actually do reputational harm.
Right. And if you're, say you want to be a thought leader and you're shooting something on your phone and you don't have it framed properly, you can't hear you. The lighting is terrible. Mm-hmm. That's not doing anything to help you.
That's right.
I think cell phones are great for, you know, there's the user-generated content, which is really big in the B2C. Like, here's this cup of tea that I'm trying. And so you can do a lot in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But it really goes back to the goals and the purpose and what you want to get out of that video.
Got it. So let's talk a little bit about how you and Pat and team at Video Envy partner with your clients. Because it's not just you show up and there's a dude and a girl with the camera. Like, I mean, there's more to the story that helped you create this brand image that your clients want. So tell us about that.
I have one question to throw in there.
Sure.
How much of your work is on site at the clients versus in your own studio?
We don't have a studio, so
well,
it's all
100%. Good question, Lisa.
When we started, we thought about it because we came from a place that had an office and a studio. It's a lot of money, and really the story you're telling is wherever your client is, right? So very rarely do we need a studio space, and if we do, there's great studios that we can go rent for the day. Okay. But we're usually at the client.
Good to know.
So you're at the client, and you say, okay, client, you have a story, and we're going to help you tell it.
Yeah, before we even get to that part, right? So we are really helping our clients lift their brands by doing a beautiful storytelling video. So we're helping them shine on camera, and that starts from the very beginning, the pre-production process, where we sit down with you, decide, okay, you say you want to do a video, why? What are you trying to do? And we work through your goals. And then based on those goals, we decide how we're going to get there. So who's going to be interviewed? Are we doing an interview style? Are we doing a scripted video? What are the shots that we need? We work our clients through making sure you don't try to put too much in a video. A lot of people want to do that. They want a 3-minute video and they want to talk about 10 different topics. Or they say, we want to do a 1-minute video and I have 6 people I want to be on camera.
No.
And you're like, okay, it doesn't really work like that. They can say one sentence and that's it. Maybe one sentence. So we really work with them on that strategy and what that's going to look like. And through that process, then we create a full pre-production package of a timeline for the shoot so they understand. It takes an hour to set up for an interview. It's not like you can just show up in 5 minutes, be shooting video in an interview. So what that timeline looks like for the day, what interview questions, if we're interviewing guests, we write those questions based on their end goals so that we can help them get the message delivered. And then we have a shot sheet. Okay, if we're going to talk about this teacup, let's get the shots of it. Let's get somebody drinking.
We need a tea sponsor. Does anyone know a tea sponsor?
Ginger, you're drinking your ginger tea there. So we work through all of that. And then when we show up, we're normally a 3-person team. So we have 2 different cameras for every interview, which makes it easier to edit. You can cut out all of those little hiccups somebody may have. And then we're shooting all the footage to back it up, whether that's shot with a drone, whether it's shot with what we call a gimbal that can do the movement, whether it's shot on the old-fashioned way with sticks and the tripod. And then after that, we work on the post-production, which is creating that storytelling script and doing all the editing, the motion graphics that complement it, and the call to action that you need at the end of your video.
Speaking of call to action, how can people find you and find Video Envy and learn more?
You can find Video Envy online at our website, videoenvy.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Heather Sasser, and Video Envy is on all the social media channels, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We're out there.
And the thing that you all do on your channels that I think is really good is that you will have a video and you are a video production person. So they get to see, if you go visit their website or their channels, you get to see the quality of work that you can expect because you use video to tell your own story.
Yes.
That's really smart.
Yes. And we have a big series called Thursday Tips where we're helping others produce video because sometimes it's not in the budget for everyone. And we want to help you create a great video. And so we give little tips to help you do that.
I think that's great. So you don't have to have 2 dudes and a camera and hope for the best.
Right. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, somebody shows up, we're going to hire a video production company, and maybe one guy shows up, and then it's on the client to do everything. And most of the clients that come to us, they haven't done video, or they don't have time.
That's they can't, they won't.
Right. A third of marketers don't do it because they don't have the time, and then it cripples them. They don't, oh, I don't even know where to start, so then I'm just not going to do it.
I'm not writing the script. I'm not doing the video.
Right.
Well, it's very interesting. My company, digital marketing firm, Astounds, we have the same situation. If we're depending on the client for SEO, search engine optimization content, we're generally up a creek.
We
are. And so our whole production schedule is very public, very public, the same as you.
Yep.
Like, you're not going to get it to us. We know we're doing it the end.
Yeah, and a lot of people want somebody to just take it off their plate, and that's where we come in. We can just take it off their plate and handle everything, even pre-production interviews before we get on site.
So tell us again how people can find you.
They can find us at videoenvy.com, envy like you're green with envy, and you can find me, Heather Sasser, on LinkedIn.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we cannot wait to see all the great things you're going to be cooking up at Video Envy.
Great.
And
glad
we'll
to be
back.
Here.
Thank you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We are so excited to welcome Video Envy to the Culture Club HTX crew, our newest sponsor. Video Envy removes all the barriers to video production and helps you bring your brand to life. From start to finish, they handle all of the details, ideas, strategy, production, and obviously producing the final product. So partner with Video Envy and elevate your brand with high-quality videos. To learn more, visit videoenvy.com and be sure to mention Culture Club HTX for a 10% discount. I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back to Lisa Holland-Nelson. And I'm Lisa's friend. I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
With me, because you're my friend.
That's right.
I couldn't be happier than
I know.
Friend.
So fun, so heart.
I know.
It's so fun.
We do little hearts all the time. In case y'all don't know, hearts are my, I love hearts.
I love hearts too.
I've loved them forever.
But she won't give me that heart pin, but that's aside from
I'm
the
not
point.
Giving anyone that heart pin. Okay. It's the last one I have. However, I have a big heart issue. This isn't actually heart. It's something I heart. But on the other hand, I also want to share that the heart card is available now at stores all over Houston. It kicked off last Thursday, was the big night kickoff at Kolinskum Friday at Tootsie's for a lunch. And my fabulous friend, Roz Pachter, that we're hoping to have on soon.
Yes.
She's always chaired it. It was her idea. It's fantastic. So buy your heart card.
Yes.
You have like 10 days to shop and save 20%.
And one thing on that, so you know me and I love a strategy. So what I encourage you to do is to buy the card, look at the stores, and then think about anyone you have to buy a wedding gift, birthday gift, anniversary gift for.
Stationery for yourself.
But just think about gifts,
you know,
that you need to buy.
But
for
stuff,
them.
Too, also that you need.
Oh, well,
that
always.
You can't get. Stationery, engraved stationery doesn't go on sale for 20 off ever.
That's right. So
you know.
Things for you, but then also gifts you. Because I think people think, oh, I don't need anything. It's like, but you have gifts you need to buy.
Yes.
So think about that.
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Next. April is Autism Awareness Month, which those who have been involved with the autism community for a long while like to call Autism Action Month.
I like that.
I do too. I think that's really cool. One such person is a really dear friend of mine, Dr. Lisa Graham Garza, mm-hmm. who's a realtor with Beth Wolf Realtors and co-founded the nonprofit called Autism Rescue Angels in 2014. The mission of the nonprofit is to assist families who have a loved one with autism ages 16 years and older into adulthood who live in Harris or Fort Bend County.
Hmm.
They're local and boots on the ground and able to provide real help right now to local Houston area autism families who are struggling, and the kids are aging out of all these kids programs.
Interesting.
So
yes.
What do you do next?
That's
these
good.
Are they're not very many services for adults with autism or anything else. So they're trying to help fill that void. The current autism rates, according to the CDC, is 1 in 36,
mm-hmm.
and the rates are continuing to explode. So please reach out to an autism family in your world if you know one and see if you can help. And to donate to Autism Rescue Angels, go to their website, autismrescueangels.org. But think about autism and see how you can help.
And, you know, it's interesting because I think even if if a person says, well, I don't personally think I know anyone who's impacted by autism, just supporting and then sharing that you support, you'd be surprised.
Unbelievable.
You'd be surprised, because then that's when you get the direct message that says, oh, thank you so much because my da-da-da-da-da has autism and I really appreciate it. So I
one in 36
that's
is
what
a
I mean.
Lot
so
of people.
People may think that, oh, they you don't know anyone, but you probably do.
Oh, yeah.
You know someone who's impacted. And this is such a great mission that, because I didn't think about that until you said, as children age out of the programs that are designated, then what? Right? So you still need the support, but there are few places that you can go. So that's excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Other excellent things that happen in our community, if you are a Houstonian, are all the great restaurants we have, right?
Oh my goodness.
Food, food, and more food. So there's this new thing that's happening in the Heights. It's a concept called Blue Tuba, and it's this fusion of European and Texan. Now, I must say, I don't know quite what that's going to come out to be, but we make good food
I
here.
I love Asian fusion.
But what's
that's
a European
like
and Texas?
And
I know what that is, but what is European and Texas culinary
tacos
tradition?
Tacos filled with escargot and smoked kielbasa sausage.
Okay, so don't listen to that because that'll make people not want to go and check it out. But the but I think it's neat. I mean, it sounds like it's
this, paella with crawfish tails. That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. So at this, I think it's neat. And again, I think this is one of those things that we sometimes forget how lucky we are to live in Houston with all of these restaurants and cuisines, and you kind of get to take a tour around the world and try all kinds of things. So this is a restaurant that's bringing. Interesting. European, so that includes all the countries in Europe and Texas flair together. So I'm excited to check it out and see. So stay tuned. We'll come back with the full report. Lisa won't go. She's looking at me like, no go for Lisa.
I'm kind of not on the kielbasa and escargot together.
Well, but let me tell you this. So one of the reasons that this particular restaurant, Blue Tuba, is interesting is because in addition to the food, they have a particular mission to create this environment where chefs, artists, and locals gather together. So it's an ambiance and it's a vibe. It's not just for the cuisine, but it's this whole notion of this sort of salon. We're all together. We're eating. We're having a good time. We're listening.
I can
to,
do that.
See?
I love being there. I love being in the community and in the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to go eat what I eat, number one. And
except for the Chick-fil-A wrap that you love. Most people
yeah,
know
maybe
you.
A few million others like that.
Maybe a few folks like that.
Yeah, hundreds of millions maybe. Infinity millions, as Selma would say. However, that being said, I love being in the group.
And I think
love being in the community. I love being where the action is happening.
Where the people are going to be. And I think this will be a place where the people will be. And I think the people will then also help the menu.
So we're going to go check
we're gonna
it
go
out.
We're going to go check it out, and we'll come back and give a full report. So places that you will go are to the Post Oak or any of the restaurants in the Landry's family.
If you're tired of Tillman Fertitta today, too bad. We have more to tell you. Tillman's Master Chef received the prestigious French Agriculture Award. This prestigious honor for Jean-Luc Royer, executive chef at the Post Oak Hotel in Houston. He's going to receive the Order of Agricultural Merit, in recognition of his contributions to the culinary industry. Former French president François Hollande will present Royer with his medal in a private ceremony.
Maybe we can get invited.
I think we should be invited.
I think we should be invited. Tillman, are you listening?
I mean, he serves as the executive chef of the hotel.
So that means the food that we had at Tickle Pink was under his instruction.
The food
and it
there
was great.
Is wonderful.
It's, yeah, it's
all
wonderful.
The restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
It's always wonderful
it
at
is.
The events, which is not easy.
No, not
to feed
for 700
people.
That's right.
Or to put it out preset, which is like it's impossible if you don't preset.
That's right.
And especially in a luncheon. So anyway, the Order of Agricultural Merit, established in 1883 by French minister Jules Malin, is presented to individuals with a connection to agriculture, including chefs. Royer's recognition highlights his dedication and expertise in the culinary field, and he's right here in Houston.
So go to the Post Oak, go dine at one of the restaurants, and demand that you speak to the executive chef, so you can tell them congratulations.
We're coming to meet you.
And one last thing that's happening in Houston I think is just interesting is that there's a new food festival that's going to have 30 Houston area chefs in Sugar Land. And it's going to be called the Bizarre Food and Wine Festival. It's happening in May, so May 18th at the Sugar Land Town Center. That's somewhere else that we need to be.
I can't go.
Okay. Well,
I'm on vacation, but you certainly can.
Maybe. And with that, we'll be back and we'll get our calendar sorted.
ESPN 97.5.
Are you ready to turn back the clock and reveal a more vibrant and youthful you? Dr. Angela Sturm, Houston's premier double board certified plastic surgeon, is your gateway to timeless beauty. Her exclusive medical spa membership program starts at $99, and you can have radiant, youthful skin that defies age. You stay focused and let Dr. Sturm help you stay fabulous. To schedule your appointment, visit drangelasturm.com and mention Culture Club HTX for a special treat.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Shavana Robert Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, joined by
Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX. And we're in my mothership, I think you almost could call it.
So we've gone from favorite food group to mothership. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think fashion is sort of my mothership.
I would agree.
You know, and we've got some interesting things to talk about today. But I think the most interesting thing is we're just repeating through our whole show. We're back to Caitlin Clark, everybody. We have to talk about the fact that she went head-to-toe Prada for the 2024 WNBA draft.
What do you think about that?
I think it's very cool. She was in a satin suit. Mm-hmm. She, I might have styled her a little bit different.
Well, you know, we have to start somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy to see that the label was for the first time ever dressing a player for draft night. And the other thing that I think is so important is that the other women mm-hmm. that were in the draft looked spectacular.
I think that's what Caitlin has done, and I think she'll continue to do. She elevates the standard, right?
Well, she does, but there's a couple of others that
are,
you know,
yeah.
The gal from LSU. Is that one?
Oh, yes.
Barbie?
Yes.
I mean, she's spectacular. She was in silver mesh. I think she went seventh or something. I mean, they just were all razzle-dazzle.
I love razzle-dazzle.
And it just was so exciting that they did that. Thank you so much, ladies. 2024, we've been at this for a long time already, for you to step up and look, you know,
fabulous.
Like fashionistas.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Well, and I think it also shows the dynamic nature of these women, right? Because they're not just good athletes, and therefore they can't also be feminine or be into clothes or makeup or whatever, because that has sort of been a thing that would hang around female athletes, is that you have to pick. So you can't be good at the sport and also like fashion or just put yourself together well. And they prove that is not true.
So she had a stylist.
Yes, she did.
Audrey Jerdea Toth,
mm-hmm.
who specializes in dressing athletes for major signing events and pregame tunnel walks, confirmed to Marie Claire that she coordinated Clark's Prada moment. The look is elegant, classic, timeless, with a little extra sparkle, just like Caitlin, she says.
I agree. She did a good job. Very good job. And I'm excited to see the tunnel walks, because, you know, that was a thing in the NBA. You know, it started and it continues to be a thing of the pregame, the guys walking
all
through the
LV initials, because that's what they're all wearing now. Right? It's really weird.
Yeah,
like
whatever,
it's a print.
Whatever it is that they're doing. Yeah, but the idea of, like, they're fashionable. And so now
The women will.
Yeah, I like it.
Very cool.
What else is happening in fashion?
Well, unfortunately, we lost a real icon this last week, Roberto Cavalli, the Italian designer synonymous with vibrant animal prints, as you know I love.
Oh, me too.
And sandblasted denim. He died in Florence. He was 83 years old. He was a handsome devil, and he was always out there, like, making noise. I mean, he was born in Florence. He studied textile print before going on to launch his fashion brand in 1970.
Wow, good for him.
So that's really a lot of years of being at the head of the pack. And he was just always innovative. The fact that he recognized and never let go of animal prints was brilliant. The fact that he always had a celebrity contingent, mm-hmm. like tremendous celebrity clientele from Madonna to Beyonce, and they didn't leave him.
That's right.
You know, whether he was the trendiest thing out there, there was always a Cavalli to wear.
That's right.
And there was always a handbag to wear.
Well, he would have been, I mean, we should have invited him to the show, but we missed our shot.
Did.
But one of the things that he has famously said is excess sometimes is success. Like, yeah, that kind of seems like that's our style philosophy, as I have on all the flowers I could find. Today.
You look beautiful today.
Thank you. See, but you like that. You
I do
too. Thank you.
I do.
So it is sad. And I wonder now, do you think, because you know, this is your area of expertise, do you think that people will start to auction off their vintage Cavalli thing? You know what I mean?
At now, some point. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. No, it needs probably 20 or 25 years, unfortunately, for that to happen.
Okay.
Not that resale prices may go up.
Okay.
But I don't think there'll be an auction. But I don't know that there won't be an auction of his stuff.
Oh,
which has
right.
to, like, you know, Versace's or how fabulous.
Meaning
that
like
is.
His personal things.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I accidentally got a Versace table.
You accidentally got a
yeah,
only
I
you.
Didn't mean, I didn't intend to. I didn't know it,
how
what
did
it
you
was.
Accidentally
well,
come
it was
into
fabulous, and it was at, you know, a resale place I was in, and nobody had any idea what it was.
Oh, I see.
You know.
So it was a, like you just a deal that you found and like a diamond
I
in the
I couldn't room. Leave it alone.
I accidentally got a Versace. Oh, words that only you will ever hear Lisa say. I accidentally got a Versace table.
All right, next.
Next. Okay, so there's some new stores in Houston, some new Earth stores. But we were talking about David Peck earlier, so let's start
let's
there.
Let's talk about David.
Yeah, let's talk about David.
Everybody who knows me knows I love David Peck.
Yes.
I have believed in him since I first met him years ago. Mm-hmm. And I feel that he has an ethic and a spirit that is so similar to two incredibly great designers. First, Bill Blass, and mm-hmm. now Michael Kors, who really mm-hmm. owns Bill Blass's business and customer. Mm-hmm. He kind of took it on, the young socialite mm-hmm. who goes to middle age and even gets older. And he just dresses her from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
And David does that. And women feel safe with David because mm-hmm. he's adorable.
Yes.
He is really a great designer. He's a great tailor. He's a fabric designer.
Oh.
I mean, he really does it all. And he's never going to let you go out looking stupid. Which,
praise.
Honestly, as far as Bill Blass and Michael Kors, they loved women.
Yes.
Not all fashion designers love women. But David loves women. Loves his wife and his kids. And
yeah, I was going to say.
He loves women. He has a fabulous
that.
Store
yes.
on Fountain View. And there's always something new going on, from movie nights to just fabulous accessories and book signings. And he's just really a great retailer, but he's a great designer too. And you can trust his clothes. Along with David, there are a lot of cool stores in Houston. And I don't know how new they are, but they're... We kind of got this list that they were new. One's called 8-1, is making like waves with its lifestyle offerings.
Yeah, so just all kinds of things. Hats, yeah. shoes, clothing, yeah. you know, just cool. I do think we do a good job in Houston at these sort of like little interesting boutiques.
Fabulous.
That where there's a collection of things. So they may not be like David, where he is the maker of and, you know,
yeah,
owner
no,
of the
they're
merchandise.
Buying and,
they're
and,
buying,
and merchandising,
but,
which
and merchandising,
is great.
But I think they're doing it in an interesting way. Yeah. There are a few places that I like over in the Heights, and I think some of these are there too.
Have you been to the Frock Shop?
I haven't been to the Frock Shop, but I want to go.
I have so many friends who shop
that they
there.
Like it.
They love it.
Okay, so see.
They love it.
And then Psycho Bunny, Okay, so this came from New York. Do you know anything about this Psycho Bunny business?
No, it's coming to Houston Premium Outlets, so maybe we can all
Premium
it
is
out.
That the one that's down the highway?
Men's clothing, no, I'm and not accessories, going. Classic styles with an edgy twist. So, guys,
no
Psycho Bunnies for you.
But where we need to go is Solaris. They're all about sunglasses.
All right.
Have you been there?
No, but it's also at the outlet store.
So. Oh, gosh.
And as long as they're polarized, I'll be there.
Okay, well, we have to plan.
Tommy Bahama.
We have to plan.
I'm sorry. You have to embrace the island life with Tommy Bahama's newest store. Also at Houston Premium
okay,
Outlet.
Okay, so we need to plan a field trip because I think that's a bit of a drive down to 90. So we're going to plan a field trip.
We're going to go and we'll tell you about
it. And we will tell you about it and we will tell you if it's worth taking a stroll. But where?
Oh, another one, just sorry, Simply Southern's at Premium Outlets. Guys, okay. Go to the outlet.
I'm going to hang at the MKT. I'm going to hang in the Heights at MKT.
You're going to the outlet.
We will go to the outlet.
I am the greatest outlet shopper ever.
And with that, it has been great, and we're at the end of our show. And let that be Lisa's quote. I am the greatest outlet shopper ever. Well, we'll have to test that theory, won't we?
Or the floor underneath the racks in Paris.
Where you found your Versace table?
No.
Okay.
I found some pretty fabulous stuff.
Well, with that, we'll be back. As always, it was such a treat, and we'll see you next week. And in the meantime, you should
stay focused and stay fabulous.
Bye.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX and very happy customer of Jaguar of Clear Lake. They also sell Range Rovers, but I bought a brand new F-Pace Jaguar. I am so happy with everything. The experience, the location, the cleanliness of the place, the people were incredible, the service even better. Everything about it was just wonderful. So join me as a customer of Clear Lake Jaguar.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.